It's 1 o'clock.
Is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello. From yonder.
Not for the first time. We have microphone problems in the studio again. I'm sorry about that. So it's going to be a bit fraught while we try and sort this out. Let me put you on to Jules.
You know what? We thrive on fraughtness, don't we, Paul Andrews? We thrive on the fraughtness. So here's Jules. I'm leaning over, can't really hear much, but a warm welcome to the Business Bunker. And we do, Paul and I, we do love a little bit of, let's just say, chaos in the studio, and we thrive on it. So looking forward to a great show. We'd love to hear how you're all doing. We have this pending release of our freedom. So let us know what your plans are. Are you going to go camping? Are you going to open a new business, invest in your business? We'll be hearing later on from Rebecca Nutt, and I happen to know she has spent pots of money investing in a new machine for her health and beauty places in Faversham. They're salons, I think you call them. I'm never really sure. Not like a hairdresser. So she's invested. She's decided to come back with a bang, and we're saying beauty is back. So use that hashtag if your toenails need doing. And looking forward to it. So if you want to tweet us about what your plans are in the next couple of weeks coming up to Freedom Day, please use the hashtag BBunker and tweet us at VanillaWeb, at Jules Serkin, and we'll hear you and give you a good shout. Now, I have a little bit of news here from Aldi. They reveal a bid for the second Ashford supermarket on Waterbrook Park Estate. Aldi has revealed plans to open its second supermarket in Ashford, and the expanding German chain, which has long been interested in launching another shop in the town, has its sights set on a section of land on the Waterbrook Park Estate. Aldi, which opened its first store in Ashford in August 2018, so not really that long ago, is it? Says that there are up to 50 jobs which will be created as a result of proposed store, and there will be 130 parking spaces available. Let's hope they make the parking spaces big enough for the cars, because don't know about you, listener, but sometimes when I go and park, I have to like literally crawl out sideways in order to get out of my car. I was given a bit of advice actually about that. My driving instructor and actually my car salesman said, go right to the end of the supermarket where nobody else parks, and that way you should be all right. But I think there was an actual thing about planning permission for larger garages I was reading about, because garages, of course, are built for the little cars of the 60s and the 70s, the Ford Cortinas and the Morris Minors, and cars now are huge, much wider. So we're looking forward to jobs opening up in Ashford. That's great. And now jobs in Kent, talking of work, majority of firms expected to hire new staff, they say, but they warn of a skill shortage. So the majority of firms across the county say they expect to recruit new staff over the coming year, despite the ongoing challenges posed by the pandemic. However, there is a warning of a major, major skills shortage, which urgently needs addressing. So 60%
of firms across Kent and Medway are planning to hire over the space of this year, which is great news. Excuse me while I cough. And other findings revealed nearly half of those firms quizzed were planning to permanently adopt a hybrid model of working from home and workplace. Now, Paul and I, the lovely Vanilla Web, would also be interested to hear about your hybrid working models. So do you feel that you've had, you've really missed your colleagues going into the office? Have you missed your commute, if you did commute? Or have you really adapted well and find that you've just met your targets and that your employers, if you're employed or you run a small business or a large business, have your targets stayed the same or have they improved? How has your work-life balance changed during this awful pandemic, which has been going on far too long? I think we're all fed up of it now. So if you find that you've saved, say, $6,000 from commuting, plus the time, of course, you're getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning to commute, and often trains are late, let's face it. If you feel that you can continue, do let us know. Let us know what your employer is saying and whether you are going to be able to do some hybrid working. So maybe two, I've heard certainly 3 days a week, or some of them are saying 2 days a week. I know Alan Sugar, you may have read, said that he was demanding everybody back in the office. And there was a bit of a backlash against that because many, many people have found that they can do their job from home, and many, many businesses. So let's see how our high streets adapt, because I know the government want us to get back into the cities because sandwich shops and the chains are supposedly suffering. But what I'm thinking is, if people are living near their high streets, then they're still going to be using their high streets. So that's how we support our small businesses, by still going out after work or during work and getting a sandwich wherever we live. So make sure you do support your high street. Then we have a huge solar farm again. This is the next one I've heard of. Is covering more than 250 acres of rural land, and it could be built next to the M20. And these are new plans that have just been revealed. They're the EDF Renewables proposal, which is earmarked for fields near Ashford, near Smeath, Aldington and Sellinge. And it will produce enough electricity to power 17,000 homes. Now, you may remember that Paul Andrews and I, a few months ago, had Save Our Fields, which is our Westgate, on. And they were very, very concerned about the farmland, prime farmland, for growing our food that we need. And it was all being built on. So my argument for this is, and let me know what you think, again, use the BeeBunker hashtag, is don't you think the new home should be built with solar panels on already? Because I'm not seeing that happening, instead of building on prime farmland. And don't you also think that the existing buildings, all these factories and places, should have a little solar thing on them? I'm wondering here at Kent Space in the radio studios, Channel Radio, whether they have little solar panels. I don't know. So over to Paul Andrews now. There's going to be a little brief thing while we squeeze because we're sharing a mic. Luckily, my derriere is a little bit smaller and I can just squeeze by.
Right. Sorry about this. People will fiddle with equipment when they're not supposed to. What we're going to do, I'm going to play some cheesy tunage in respect of our next guest. And this cheesy tunage is the ultimate cheese. It is cheesy beyond cheesy belief. Have a listen.
Pure. I saw an angel of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked on. From my face that I was fucking high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw
here with Rebecca Nutt, and she is the owner director of Serenity Health and Beauty, two beautiful beauty salons, therapies and all sorts going on there, not just beauty really. You're going to hear all about it. The website is www.serenityhealthandbeauty.co. her salons are in Faversham and Swalecliff, Whitstable. She's been on in the business for 150 years, even though she's only 21. And she's going to tell us all about it, because I know, Rebecca, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, considering all things. I know that you've been having these awful lockdowns like all of us, and running a business and running two businesses.
Yes.
Cool. And I know now that we're sort of unleashed by Boris a couple of weeks ago. It's all been all systems go for you.
It has. It's been a bit of a funny year, really. Well, it's been a funny year for everybody. But yeah, not have going from literally nothing, housebound, not allowed to do anything, no working, trying to get as much more, trying to improve on things and behind the scenes, but, you know, not a huge amount to do. And then coming back into the salon, 150 miles an hour. It's been
because
it's been interesting.
You spoke to Paul Andrews and myself way back in the last, when we were coming out of the last lockdown. I think that was
Christmas.
And it was all gung ho and everything, and then everything got locked down again.
Yeah.
So I admire your spirit, and I know that you've been like juggling balls and things, as well as cotton balls and
cotton ball bags.
So tell us about how you are rocking back and what changes you've made at either Swalecliff or Faversham. I love them both. Let's just give the viewers, the listeners, a little picture of them. So Faversham is a market town just about an hour and a bit from London.
Yeah, hour on the fast train.
It is a beautiful market town with cobbled streets, and you've got your independent shops that we all love. There's street markets on a Friday and a Saturday, and I think another day as well. You can get the best sourdough bread. Let's not go on to food here.
There's some lovely restaurants, yeah.
Wild Bread Head has a bakery there, and he sells it at the street market, so the best sourdough.
Yeah. There are a lot of artisan businesses, and definitely with the market, it's lovely. The market always brings a lot of visitors to the town, which is nice as well, for the local businesses.
And your building is a listed building there, and you've got how many trees?
Grade 2 listed, 16th century. It's very beautiful. We're so lucky to be able to work from such a lovely building, actually. So we've got 4 treatment rooms, which is great for us because it means that we can social distance really well. So even though we're going to be coming out of restrictions very soon, my team and I have had great long chats about everything and how we feel we can best protect our clients and ourselves moving forward, because obviously, you know, COVID hasn't just disappeared. It's not going to disappear. It's still around, so we still need to obviously be very mindful of that. And with the industry that we're in, it's all about health and well-being and caring for yourself and your and the people around you. So we've decided that we will still be wearing masks in the salon, the staff, especially during treatments, because we do a lot of facial treatments. And since coming back, that's mostly what we've been focusing on really anyway, is the facial side of things, because people want that. They want the well-being, they want the, you know, the caring factor. And also we're on Zoom a lot, so everyone wants lovely, beautiful skin. So yeah, everyone's really focusing on that now, which I think is lovely actually. And we do a lot anyway. So yeah, having the 4 treatment rooms is great because we can, you know, have private space. It's not like with a hair salon where, you know, you might have a larger space with lots of people in it. You know, you're really kind of one-to-one with that person. So, you know, you've got that kind of added security and comfort knowing that you're kind of in that room on your own with that person. You haven't got lots of people around you. So yeah, that works really well for us.
I think that sounds like you're thinking of your customers as well, because certainly if somebody was doing a facial, as a woman who's, you know, I've got autoimmune disease and I've only had one jab and can only have one jab, I would feel a lot safer if somebody was doing a facial and very close work if they're wearing a mask.
So yeah. I think
you're thinking of your customers, which is brilliant.
Well, exactly. Well, that's, you know, they're the most important people in the building. You know, if you don't take care of your customers and you know, the people that support you, then they won't come back. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're looking after them, and we want to obviously make sure that we're looking after them because that's the industry that we're in. So
let's just talk about how you're leaping back into action, because I hear that you've got this amazing laser machine that you've made a huge investment.
So I'm very excited about this.
Tell the listener what a laser is, because I have no idea.
Okay, so I decided to invest in purchasing a laser machine because, as I've mentioned just now, we're doing a lot more facial treatments. People are really focusing on that. And so we can do facial treatments with this laser machine, but we can also do laser hair removal, which again you can focus on with the face, because, you know, unfortunately a lot of ladies, as we go through life, hormone levels fluctuate. You can find that your hair levels change, and obviously as one gets older, your testosterone levels increase, which means that you can become grow hair on areas that we would be rather not having them growing, so upper lip, chin, any kind of facial hair, things like that. So also, but also for the body as well. So this will treat all hair on the body and the facial area. And then also the machine that I've purchased, we are going to be able to treat tattoos. So we will be doing tattoo removal as well. I mean, this is a huge industry now. So you've probably noticed yourself, how many people do you see nowadays with tattoos? I mean, everybody has them. If you don't have a tattoo, you're the odd one out generally these days. And I just think that laser tattoo removal has been around, it was kind of invented about 27 years ago, I think, something like that, where it was actually working to actually smash up the pigment in the skin so that it's then dispersed into your lymphatic system and you get rid of it that way. It's obviously been progressing over the years, and the laser machines that we have on the market now are really advanced and you can get really amazing results from them. And I just felt that that's something that I really wanted to get into, because as well, there's not that many places around. There's not that in our area, there aren't many places around that are offering these kind of laser treatments. I mean, there's a few, but not many. And I just feel that with the way that our industry is growing, this is a really exciting prospect for our industry now, because these are things that you don't necessarily have to go and see a doctor about. You don't necessarily have to go and see some specialist company where they're going to charge you, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds. It can be bought into our industry where we are very safe, we are really hygienic, we have the background knowledge, we have that all the things set in place ready to be accepting these kind of treatments. So I'm really excited to be bringing this into the salon, because I think this is the direction that we personally are going in. And I think with everything that was going on in the lockdown, it gave me a lot of time to really kind of reflect on how I want the business to move forward, where I see the business going in the next sort of 5 or 10 years. And this is definitely the route that we want to go in. So we will be doing a lot more advanced and medical grade treatments moving forward, just to really kind of raise our business above the rest, really. So that's where I see us going with this. So it's very exciting.
You'll be leaders in the Kent area, which is excellent. And then you have a new skincare range I heard about.
Yes, so we've taken on a medical grade skincare brand called Illumiere MD. So again, very exciting. So this is a brand that we can recommend to our clients to use at home. And it focuses on not just anti-aging, because obviously we do a lot of anti-aging treatments already, and that is probably our focus at the moment with our skincare. We can focus on maybe older people and younger people that suffer from acne, also pigmentation, things like that really affect people's mental health and how they see themselves. You know, some people have terrible pigmentation, and it's pigmentation is not always that easy to treat or get rid of. So you need to, even though we have an amazing skincare brand at the moment, Gino, which we get great results from, I would say that definitely aims mostly at our anti-aging kind of group of clients. But with the Illumiere MD, because it is a medical grade brand, it's there's lots of retinol based products, lots of vitamin C products, so that's really going to help to kind of brighten the skin, break down pigmentation. You know, they specialize in they have specific products that specialize in targeting pigmentation, so it reduces the production of the pigmentation, but also breaks down the old pigmentation that you might have already in that area. So that's also very exciting, and we're going to be introducing their peeling treatments into the salon as well. So as I say, it is a medical grade skincare peel, so what you would potentially class as a chemical peel in layman's terms. But I always think chemical peel sounds a bit scary and a little bit harsh. They have different grades of their peel, so it really depends on what the client wants to focus on and what their skin type's like. So you don't have to have some really strong peel where your skin's going to be flaking and you've got downtime for like up to 10 days. We can offer those treatments, but you don't necessarily have to have that if the client's nervous about that or they don't want that downtime. They can still have a glow peel, as they call it, where basically it's going to be like a almost like a strong exfoliation. It's going to really like help to slough off those dead, coarse, dry skin cells that are kind of like stuck to the surface of the skin. It's going to really remove all that, really just brighten and freshen the skin, which immediately then the products that you put on top are going to be much more beneficial because they're actually penetrating a lot deeper and being more effective because they haven't got to fight their way through all these hard, dry skin cells. So you don't have to, as I say, have this harsh chemical peel. You can still have a peel and just get really good product retention and absorption through your aftercare at home as well.
Fabulous. That sounds brilliant. And I'm sure people will be queuing up for that to get rid of their pigmentation and, you know, sunspots and things like that. And also you're looking for, I know you've taken on some apprentices and we all want to help young people, people that are looking to change their career. So you've taken on two apprentices and you're also looking for a couple more in Faversham area.
Yeah, so one lady I had working for me anyway, so she started an apprenticeship scheme to boost her her knowledge and her offering of treatments, etc. And then one lady I've taken on who is a new lady to the salon, so she is doing her level 3 advanced beauty therapy training, so she's going to be doing all the electrical facials and things like that. And yeah, so for Faversham I'm looking for potentially two other apprentices, but it's interesting because a lot of the younger girls don't seem to be applying. A lot of the people that I'm having coming through are older people, which I find very interesting. A lot of people, you know, again, lockdown, people have had time to reassess their lives. You know, they might have been made redundant or, you know, don't want to carry on in the field that they're in. So a lot of older ladies are kind of wanting to then train and go in. And because of the incentive that the government are offering, they can now do an apprenticeship and get this all funded, which I think is amazing because, you know, I think whatever your age, you should be able to have that opportunity
to have a career that you want.
Exactly.
And of course,
but it's nice, you know, it's nice to be able to offer it to an older person as well, but as and also, as you say, to be able to offer you know, young people an opportunity to actually kickstart their career and you know, really get a good start in life, because it's tough at the moment. I feel so sorry for a lot of girls that have come out of their first year of college and that most of it's all been done over Zoom and they've just almost been signed off and given the qualification. They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Which is awful, really. So I think apprenticeships are definitely the way forward. Yeah. Definitely.
If they've missed out on that one-to-one and also, you know, body work, hands-on, it must be
helpful. Well, yeah, what we do is, that, you know, we physically do treatments on people. So if you haven't had that opportunity to do that practice in class on your classmates or, you know, models coming in, it's very difficult to say, well, okay, they're qualified in waxing, but they might have only ever done one eyebrow wax.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you in action when you're training and you're very patient and they certainly learn a lot. So for anyone that's looking for work in the Faversham area, get in touch. You can find Rebecca on www.serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk and she is on the Twitter at
Serenity Becca.
Thank you. I tweet you all the time. So you can find her there. So the salons are in Swalecliffe, as I said, which is Whitstable and Faversham. But check out the website, serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk. She's also on Instagram and Facebook, of course. For now, from Rebecca Nutt and myself and her team, it's a warm goodbye.
Goodbye.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner, Just Giving, and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for two free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was the lovely Rebecca Nutt of Serenity Health and Beauty. She owns a chain of salons, as she explained, talking us through how she's going to recover from what has been a dreadful lockdown for her and her industry. So it was fascinating to hear Jules and Becca discuss that. I'm sorry, we're having problems in the studio. There's no other way of describing it. We are trying to manfully work our way through this, but someone's been fiddling again. I've got loads of tweets and we got loads of emails to talk about. I'm not sure if Jules's microphone is working.
I'll let you know.
No,
it's a little bit thing. Shall I look over there?
Yeah, you come around here and share my mic. Right, let's get on with some tweets. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, they say, good afternoon, Paul. And we hope you have a terrific Tuesday on the Business Bunker Show. We would love a shout out if it's at all possible. Of course it's possible. It's always possible for you lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, based over there in Medway, covering all commercial properties in the southeast of England. And a huge shout out for you guys. We've also had, where are we? The lovely Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. They say they're back in the room. Paul and Jules helping to promote and support us, always on our side, doing what they can to help. Thank you both from us. Well, that's very kind of you.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And Adrian Kearney, did you see him at AK Pet Services, was asking whether we have biscuits in the studio. Yes, we do, but we also have lovely little Italian dolci.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Is that what they're called?
Dolci. Dolcissimo. Molto bello.
I see. yes, courtesy of the lovely Darren Wheel.
Yeah, that's In Tune PR to you, Paul Andrews, In Tune PR. And Darren, I did count them, and there was one missing from the right-hand corner.
Yeah, I snaffled one. Okay. We do social media, saying looking forward to hearing from Story 22, who are our guests in the second part of the show, and we've got a fantastic interview with those guys coming up just after 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. I'm just going through the tweets trying to catch up. Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, she says, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker. Would you care to make a difference? She says, if you answered yes, then you could be the one we're looking for. So if this sounds like you, please give us a call today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. So they're looking forward to, they're looking for people to help them care for other people in their own homes. If you think that's a job that you'd like, you can give Kim a call on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233, 619530, 619530, if that sounds like it would suit you. A social enterprise, Kent, has tweeted about a blog that I've posted, it's a blog about employing disabled workers, and they say it's a great investment, and people ought to look at it and think about utilising the talent available amongst people with supported needs. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Tenterton Chamber of Commerce, many members are advertising for staff at the moment. However, they're not using the job section of the Chamber website, so do use the facility because it's there for members. Absolutely. What else have we got?
DG East, did you do?
I can't hear you.
Did you do DG East?
I haven't.
How about a shout out today for a vehicle supplier trying to cope with all the challenges of fuel changes and supply issues? And they very rightly, they've used the B-Bunker hashtag, so they get an extra shout out. So that's DG East. You can find them on the Twitter at DG East 1, number 1.
And yeah, they are an independent contract hire and leasing provider of cars and commercial vehicles to both private and business customers. New and used vehicles also supplied to order. And you can find them, the little website is www.dgeasteast.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet also from Tenterton Chamber. And they say, congratulations to Chamber member The Old Dairy Brewery for being nominated as an export champion for the South East. So fantastic news. Well done. Well done to Old Dairy Brewery. And congratulations and fingers crossed that you go further in that competition.
Yeah, lovely.
The lovely Tracy Ferguson is joining us live today. Hello, Tracy. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you listening in and contributing to the show. We got loads more coming in, but we'll cover that in a minute. What should we do next?
Tap dance.
Yeah,
we've done everything else.
Awards celebrate hard work, success, and a great PR for your organisation. If you're a winning business, enter free the Maidstone Area or the Ashford Area Business Awards. To find out about it, all the details and all the criteria and all the categories and all the nominations can be found at businessawardskent.co.uk. That's businessawardskent.co.uk. We've also got some exciting news to share. Following the retirement of Buckland's CEO and financial director, Jeremy and Linda Weaver, from the print industry, their daughter Katie Weaver is now taking the family name forwards into a new era of design, print and graphics with the launch of Cactus Graphics. Developed in partnership with Whitred Archer, Cactus Graphics will continue to offer the Buckland Media Group's extensive service offering across graphic design and print, marketing, signage and display materials, whilst extending the large format provision with the use of a new UV Director Substrata digital printer and CNC cutter. You can find out all about the new direction that the company's taken by going to their new website, cactusgraphics.co.uk. So it's another local company that have used the lockdown to move their business forward again in a new direction.
I love that. I love the spirit of a lot. I've seen lots of them who haven't given up. It's been almost. We heard from Rebecca, you know, some of them are investing. Then they're going up onwards. Brilliant.
Yep.
Thanks for the mic.
I don't think that's working either. You're gonna have to come right round here otherwise. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do without interruption is I'm gonna do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup now, and that's what I'm gonna do.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
The local branch of the Federation of Small Businesses welcomed the introduction of the government's graduate visa scheme, saying that it will help ease the jobs crisis in the hospitality sector. First announced in March, the scheme will allow international students who have graduated to work in the country after their studies for a maximum of 2 years. There are no skill or salary thresholds for that, for the visa, but students must have completed an eligible course at higher education provider and have a track record of compliance with the government's immigration requirements. Kent and Medway FSB policy lead Deborah Turner said Kent's small businesses, especially those in hospitality and care, have had real problems hiring and maintaining staff. Last year, even at the height of the pandemic, the Kent and Medway employment plan found 48,000 jobs in Kent unfilled, mostly in hospitality and the care sector. Absolutely. So there's some changes to the visa system to make it easier to bring some people in to work in much needed areas. I'm going to give you a number of events that are taking place over the next couple of months, and at the end of it I'll give you the link to find out more and to book your tickets. So there's Maidstone Virtual Networking tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 14th of July, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event with in association with Metro Bank. These Maidstone events are a relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. There's also a manufacturing kickstart information session on Thursday the 15th of July. The purpose of the kickstart scheme is to create a funded six-month work placement for young people. Several employers within the manufacturing and warehouse industries across Kent have already signed up to the scheme, offering roles including admin, warehouse assistant, warehouse operative, assistant to transport manager, trainee door and window engineer, and many more varied roles. If you think your organisation could benefit from an extra pair of hands and you would be interested in providing kickstart opportunities, you're welcome to attend the virtual kickstart manufacturing and warehouse information session on Thursday the 15th of July, 2 to 3pm. To find out more information about it, if you go to kent.kickstartteam@dwp.gov.uk. Good Food Growth Kent is a virtual meet. It's a virtual meet the buyer session on the 9th of September. There are a few spaces left for buyers looking to grow their local food and drink supply chain. As the interest in local food traceability and provenance continues and consumer continue to redefine their relationship with food and drink, this is your opportunity to meet suppliers from across the southeast. If you want to find out more about that, you can email Jill, J-I-L-L, dot Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T, jill.sargent@producedinkent.co.uk. Get more done without getting busier or burnt out. Oh, I like the sound of that. Tuesday the 27th of July, 12 to 1. This session is for busy people who want to improve their habits and decision-making abilities so they truly smash their goals in spite of the challenges they face, but without sacrificing their most precious things, like their most precious relationships, health or sanity. On Thursday the 29th of July, there's Bounce Back Loans, how to benefit from pay as you grow. Join the FSB and the British Business Bank, which is the UK government's economic development bank, to hear how pay as you grow works and how your business can benefit. The session will also cover recovery loans and include plenty of time for questions. Hosted by Martin McTeague, who is the FSB National Vice Chair Policy and Advocacy. The FSB will also be joined by Richard Bierman, who's Managing Director, Small Business Lending, and Gaynor Dykes, Senior Manager, Origination and Relationship Management, Guarantee and Wholesale Solutions from the British Business Bank. So that's Thursday the 29th of July at 1pm. Then there's a social media strategy with FSB in conjunction with Google Digital Garage, taking place on Thursday the 5th of August, 11am to 12pm. We're pleased to be partnering with Google Digital Garage to provide a free live webinar seminar and webinar training. The Google Digital Garage provides free online and live webinar digital skills training to individuals and businesses in the UK to help people find a job, grow their skills, careers or businesses from home. Join us for a session to learn about how you can build a social media strategy into your business plan. That's Thursday the 5th of August, 11am. All of those events can be found and booked by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. And in that place, we list all, and we update it regularly, all the up-and-coming events and webinars and seminars and networking meetings that the FSB are planning in our region. The FSB is also urging small firms serving the country's the county's tourism industry to apply for a new grant to help those continuing to struggle due to the pandemic. The Kent and Medway Federation of Small Business says these grants of between £1,000 and £3,000 are available through the South East Local Enterprise Partnership. Dave Millen, who's the South East Chair of the FSB, said tourism, hospitality and the wider visitor economy are crucial to Kent and the South East. This grant comes at a time when government support starts to wind down and the delays to full reopening are hitting small businesses in the catering, hospitality and tourism sectors. I encourage all those eligible to apply for the grants and make full use of the opportunity. Applications will be open until July the 18th. To find out if your company's eligible, go to southeastbusiness.org.uk/revive. That's southeastbusiness.org.uk/revive. And also, just to let you know, the Kent and Medway Apprentice Graduation Ceremony 2021. This year, the Kent and Medway FSB will be supporting the Kent and Medway Apprentice Graduation Ceremony 2021. This will be a virtual event held on Friday, the 8th of October, and is set to be a memorable event recognising the valuable role apprentices play in the workplace. If you're an apprentice, or if you are employing an apprentice, or know an apprentice that you feel deserves recognition, you can nominate them. To do that, if you go to appgradkandm.org/registration. That's appgradkandm.org/registration. And just to finally remind you again, there's an FSB app that you can use where you can get access to all of your dashboard and all of the events and everything that's happening with the FSB. You can download it to your iPhone or your Android phone from the appropriate place. So that's the FSB News Roundup for another week. What should we do now? I'm talking to myself here because I can't hear Jules, which is... A problem. Hold on. I'm fiddling with me paper clips.
I was gonna tell you about this. So we have a Dover-based independent financial advisor, which is Regency IFA. See what they did there, little IFA, acquired by Ashford Tallis IFA, and they are, as I said, based in Dover. They are independent, and they've been taken over by this Ashford company following the retirement of its founder, Regency IFA. They were founded in 2001, and they've been acquired by Tallis IFA for an undisclosed sum. Well, I wonder what it was. The deal comes after Regency founder Barry Williams retired. Congratulations, Barry. I'm sure you've got your little feet up in a deck chair somewhere. It will see Regency's Hazel Howard join the Tallis team to continue to serve its client base. Tallis looks after more than 100 million of funds for individuals, businesses, trusts and charities across the UK.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Jules. We'll sort you out a seat in a minute to say you. She has to lay across the desk. It's most disconcerting, listener. She's sprawled across my desk here trying to talk into my microphone because we're all shit.
And I had garlic last night. We've been socially isolated. We're not used to this.
I can tell she had garlic last night. I wasn't going to mention it. So we're all clustered around one microphone at the moment. So sorry about that. I'm just trying to... find some more of my emails here because we've got a lot of stuff to cover. There's a call to artists from Kent Creative Designers and Makers Christmas Fair. I know it's early, but you've got to prepare these things. It's taking place at the Turner Contemporary in Margate, and they are inviting Kent-based designers and makers to submit their work for the Designers and Makers Christmas Fair, which will be held at the Turner Contemporary in Margate on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of December. They say our goal is to showcase the work of designers and makers whilst creating an opportunity for them to sell directly to existing and new customers in one of the main cultural venues in Kent. We're looking to forward to receiving your submissions. So you can do that by going to kentcreative.org/designers and makers Christmas fair. So that's kentcreative.org/designers and makers Christmas fair. Do check that out if you work in the creative industries and you'd like to submit your work for display at the Christmas fair at the Turner Contemporary. Have you got any more to read?
Yeah, I got loads.
Okay. Hold on a second. Don't panic. I'll tell you what, you can read one. I'll move this for you.
Okay, so Bath Bomb Boom to open in Ashford's Park Mall. Yeah, I love what they did there. BBB, Bark Bomb Boom to... You know, I'm burning calories by standing up as well, so it's rather good. It's Ashford's Park Mall, or Mall. I never know how to say that.
Mall.
Park Mall. It's an empty unit in Ashford's town centre, which will soon be filled by a new Bath Bomb shop. Bath Bomb Boom is launching on Monday the 19th of July in Park Mall, or Mall, bringing with it a range of bath accessories. Born out of the pandemic, where people washed more, no doubt, at home. The family-run business has rapidly gained customers via its Facebook page to the point where a physical shop was the next logical step. So congratulations. We do love to hear a new business opening, so keep them coming. Use the Bee Bunker hashtag at VanillaWeb at Jules Serkin. And here's a big one. We've got NBC and they're supporting a free course to help entrepreneurs start a business. Maidstone Borough Council, who call themselves NBC for short, is supporting a free pilot training course for budding entrepreneurs to learn how to start a business in just 10 days, Paul Andrews. Mm. 10 days. With no budget or business plan necessary. So the virtual Rebel Business School course, also sponsored by Kent County Council, runs from the 19th to the 30th of July. It's open to any local person with a business idea. This is quite exciting. I'm excited by this. Participants will learn practical ways to get a business off the ground, as well as gain advice on how to sustain and thrive. The course is just one way of the just one of the ways that Maidstone Borough Council is helping to drive unemployment and business growth up. And people of all ages, whether currently working or unemployed, are invited to attend and watch prosper. The Rebel Business School runs courses around the country, which are free to access thanks to the help of local sponsors. No experience is necessary, and the course is suitable for anyone, whether at the beginning of their startup journey or an already established business. And Kent-based Joanna van Bloemenstein took part in a Rebel Business School course, and she now runs the hugely successful Bra Boss of Kent. Now, she was on the Business Bunker, wasn't she?
Recently? She was, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She adds, I can honestly say it's changed my life. I feel so proud I've made the leap into setting up my own business, and I know I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't attended. Now, to find out more, you can go to 3wsevents.popupbusinessschool.co.uk, put a little slash Kent July 2021, or easier than that, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, where you're listening live if you are, or you can listen again, and you'll find all details there.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Of course, she did go heavy on the garlic.
No, sorry, I did.
Yeah. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, really good to hear the positivity and customer-focused practices from Serenity Becker and her team. And great to hear that she has apprenticeship opportunities too, so well done. The new laser machine sounds amazing. Absolutely. When I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be a laser machine for removing tattoos or something.
Well, that's what it is as well.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Have you got any tattoos?
No.
You don't need it then. But also for age spots and things like that. But actually, you don't have much sun damage, do you? I've got loads of sun damage. Look.
I haven't been out in the sun for 15 months, nor has anyone else.
Quite a baby face skin, haven't you? Apart from your wart on the top. But apart from that, you've got very smooth skin and no freckles.
She's only doing that because she's got control of the microphone and I can't interrupt. She wouldn't have got away with that otherwise.
You know what this is like? This is like when we're out and we wave it back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I'll just check in Twitter to see what else we've got. Adrian from AK Pet Services said, I'm really sorry, I can actually hear Jules. thank you for that. Let's see what else. I'll catch up with them in a minute. There's loads of stuff coming in. Do keep them coming. We will catch up with them. It's all a bit fraught here. But we will get on top of it at some point. Award-winning IT company is looking for apprentices. Tracy was mentioning Becker's apprentices there. Tribeca Technology Group, based in Sittingbourne, is continuing to invest in recruiting local talent, with the announcement that they're looking for another 6 to 10 apprentices to join their growing team. This exciting news comes off the back of Tribeca Technology Group winning Best Overall Business at the highly prestigious 2021 Action Coats BizX Awards. Tribeca Chief Executive Mark Instance said our apprenticeship scheme ensures continued investment into the local employment, and we are delighted to have taken in 22 apprentices since the scheme started in 2011, many of whom who have stayed with us past the end of their apprenticeships. Mark also said, we're proud of our well-established Tribeca Academy and have a dedicated space for the apprentices to receive their training. The new recruits are positioned throughout the business, including business administration, accounts, sales and technical. If you would like to be part of an exciting forward-thinking business, then Tribeca is a great place to start your career. Tribeca also works closely with Mid Kent College, offering short-term training courses as well as full-time training. If you would like to find out more about how you can secure an apprenticeship with Tribeca Technology, please contact Sean Airey. That's Sean, S-H-A-U-N, dot Airey, A-I-R-E-Y, at Tribeca, T-R-I-B-E-C-A, hyphen it.com. That's Sean.Airey at Tribeca, hyphen it.com. If you're interested in looking at the apprentice opportunities that Tribeca have on offer currently. I also want to tell you about the Southeast Construction Expo. The expo will be live at the South of England Event Centre, that's at Ardingly, on the 21st of October 2021. But because we have the technology, we're going to be live streaming the event as well as physically staging the event. This means that if you're exhibiting, you will, in addition to your physical stand, get an online presence in a virtual booth. Totally free, so loads more construction businesses can see your products and services. If you're a visitor, you'll have fantastic networking opportunities, both live at the expo and by visiting our virtual networking room. This is where you can connect to both virtual and live attendees. The speaker sessions will be streamed live. If you're attending or virtually attending and miss any of the speakers, live recordings will be available on demand. The Southeast Construction Expo is where you find out about major projects and investment opportunities, hear from industry-focused speakers sharing high-value content, free meet the buyer with top UK construction companies, live demos of great new innovative products, how to profit from the many new ways of modern construction, and you can meet thousands of construction businesses and enjoy some great networking. If you'd like to find out more, there's a website which is constructionexpouk.co.uk. That's constructionexpouk.co.uk to find out all about it. Do check that out. That's the South of England Construction Expo in October. I've got loads more tweets coming in, so let me find them. Adrian at AK Pet Services says you need wine, Jules.
Yeah, I know. I do.
And Bowden PR are saying it's a great show. Well, thank you. We're trying really hard here. It's not easy. I tell you, it's kind of lucky that Jules chose to interview Rebecca, because we did have a guest lined up for the show that sadly had to pull out at the last minute.
They would have been sitting there.
Yeah, and we decided that, I decided that what we should do is talk about how we were going to reopen. Luckily, Jules didn't want to do that, and she wanted to interview someone, which she did. And it's blooming lucky she did, because we wouldn't have been able to talk about anything, because we've only got one working mic, and even that's a bit shoddy. So, interesting. Hold on.
Shall we do that next chat about opening up and that? Because I'd sort of had lots of thoughts about it.
Yeah, well, it is an interesting topic, and it would have worked well, except that we got these issues to deal with. But we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom in a moment. But you've still got some emails to read. There's still some tweets coming in. We're going to hear after the news in the second half of the show. We got a fabulous interview with the lovely Sonia and Julie from Story 22, and that's really worth listening to. So we will be hearing that shortly. But for the moment, I think, do you know what? I think we ought to join the Channel Radio newsroom. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. Yeah. Let's join the Channel Radio newsroom.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.